Chapter 47.
This chapter describes how Uddhava, on the order of Lord Sri Krishna, delivered Krishna's message to the gopis, consoling them, and then returned to Mathura. When the young maidens of Braja saw lotus-eyed Uddhava, who wore a yellow garment and attractive earrings, the gopis were astonished at how much Uddhava resembled their Lord Krishna. Thinking, "Who is this?" they approached and encircled Uddhava. And when they realized that Krishna must have sent him, they brought him to a secluded place where Uddhava could speak to them confidentially. The gopis then began to remember the pastimes they had enjoyed with Sri Krishna, and putting aside all ordinary propriety and shyness, the gopis loudly wept. One gopi, deeply meditating upon her past association with Krishna, noticed a bumblebee before her. Imagining the bee to be a messenger of Krishna, Radharani spoke, "Just as bees wander among various flowers, Sri Krishna has abandoned us young girls of Raja and has now developed affection for other women." Radharani continued to speak in this way, contrasting her own supposed ill fortune to her rival lover's good fortune, but all the while glorifying the names, forms, qualities, and pastimes of Lord Krishna. Radharani then declared that although Krishna may have abandoned the gopis, they could not possibly stop remembering Krishna for even a moment. Uddhava tried to console the damsels of Raja, who were so anxious to see Krishna once again. Uddhava explained, "While ordinary persons must perform many pious deeds to qualify as servants of Lord Krishna, you simple cowherder girls are so extremely fortunate that Krishna has favored you with the very highest degree of pure devotion for him." Then Uddhava related to the gopis the Lord's message. Quoting Lord Krishna, Uddhava said, "I am the supreme soul and supreme shelter of all. By my potencies, I create, maintain, and destroy this cosmos. I am indeed most dear to you gopis, but to increase your attraction for me and intensify your remembrance of me, I have left you. After all, when a woman's beloved is far away, she fixes her mind upon him constantly. So, by incessantly remembering me, you are sure to regain my association without delay." The gopis then asked Uddhava, "So, is Krishna happy now that Kamsa is dead and Krishna can enjoy the company of his family members and the women of Mathura? Does Krishna still remember all the pastimes he enjoyed with us, such as the rasa dance? And will Sri Krishna once again appear before us and give us ecstasy, just as Lord Indra with his rain gives life back to the forest, having been grieved by the heat of summer? Although we know that the greatest happiness comes from renunciation, still we simply cannot stop hoping to attain Krishna, for the marks of his lotus feet are still present throughout this land of Raja, only reminding us of his graceful gait, generous smiles, and gentle talks. By all of these, our hearts have been stolen away. And having said this, the gopis loudly chanted Lord Krishna's holy names. They called out, "O Govinda, please come and destroy our suffering." Uddhava then pacified the gopis with statements that dispelled their pain of separation. And the gopis in turn worshipped Uddhava as being non-different from Sri Krishna. Uddhava stayed in the district of Braja for several months, giving pleasure to the residents, reminding them about Krishna in various ways. Very satisfied at seeing the extent of the gopis' love for Krishna, Uddhava declared, "These cowherder girls have perfected their lives by coming to the platform of unalloyed love for Krishna. Why indeed, even Lord Brahma is inferior to these gopis. The goddess of fortune herself, who always resides on the Lord's chest, could not get the same mercy as that which these gopis have obtained during the Rasa dance, when Krishna embraced their necks with his mighty arms. So what then to speak of other women? Indeed, I would consider myself most fortunate to take birth as even a bush or creeper that would sometimes be touched by the dust of these gopis' lotus feet." Finally, Uddhava entreated Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherder men for permission to return to Mathura. Nanda presented Uddhava with many gifts and prayed to him for the ability to always remember Krishna. Upon returning to Mathura, Uddhava offered Balaram Krishna and King Ugrasena all the gifts sent by Nanda Maharaj and described to them everything he had experienced in Braja. "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Thus ends the detailed summary by chapter of Vrindavan Leela as given to us by Srila Prabhupada in his Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.